Francesco Nwamba is the editor of The Motorist, themotorist.co.za. And Francesco, you've been lucky enough to be driving around in a Porsche Macan Turbo. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, Africa?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you?
Very, very good, thank you.
Are you feeling better?
You're driving a Porsche.
I was about to say, because I would imagine just looking at the car and then switching it on and hearing that engine, it already just, it elevates you, doesn't it?
Definitely so. You know, it's so funny about what brand power does, because, you know, obviously Porsche, Bentley, Lamborghini and VW and Audi are all part of the one group, but they all have different kind of touch points when you kind of experience their cars. And even though some of them are built on similar platforms, you know, obviously the brand power speaks to itself. So it is a good feeling to have like a Porsche key in your hand, I must say.
I must admit, I'm one of those people who, and mind you, Porsche, I suppose, introduced this almost ahead of the SUV craze and trend that we're getting into now, where they clearly wanted to tap into an existing and loyal market to them and say, hey, if you're looking for a car to move family around, let's create one for you. For me, it never connected that here is a family car that probably has one of the most powerful engines driving it from point A to point B.
It's exactly that. And, you know, that's the thing now, because if you look at a guy who is used to a traditional Porsche, for instance, something like a 911, it is a vehicle that you're not going to be able to use fully if you've got three or four kids or something like that. But, you know, if with the Macan or the Cayennes or something like that, you can actually put your kids in there and still experience the same kind of performance. Obviously, within reason, you can get to the school run very quickly because the car does 0 to 104.2 seconds. But at the same time, it's about having that balance between the two. And we've seen that many manufacturers have actually all started doing the same thing now. They've started putting rapid performance in these SUVs. The question now is can the public actually handle that power, which is the funny thing about that.
Well, this is when I then accede to you as a person who knows about horsepower and torque and all those kind of things. How is this Macan different from, I suppose, the 2019 edition, if there was one?
So what they've done with this, they've dropped in a 2.9-liter V6 engine in that, and the car does 0 to 104.2 seconds. You've got about 324 kilowatts and 550 newton meters. And I know some of that, actually, all those numbers can get lost, but the result of that is that, you know, you do have rapid performance. But at the same time, one thing that I will give that Macan Turbo, having driven it and its competitors, is that it's still a very smooth way of giving you the power. That's the one thing I like about the everyday appeal that you get in a car like that, is that it doesn't feel like it's scaring you, even if you do put your foot down. Whereas, you know, something like, for instance, a Mercedes AMG GLC 63, which is a competitor of that, that is scary power. You know, even as somebody who's driven all types of vehicles, you do get those cars that kind of give you a fright. But I must say that with that Porsche, it is more livable, which is enjoyable, because at the end of the day, we don't spend our lives rushing. You know, we do spend time in traffic. We want to be able to enjoy the vehicle. So they do have the balance right when it comes to that vehicle in particular.
From a design point of view, there is a slight facelift, right, than the regular Macan that came out in 2019.
Yes, definitely. So you'll see lights are a bit different here and there. There'll be a bit more styling changes here and there. I mean, obviously, to the keen motorist, you'll be able to see exactly those changes. But to the everyday consumer, you know, it might just fly over their heads. But as a result, though, I've spoken to quite a few people about the design of the car, and some people love it, some people don't really like it. I, for one, like the subtleties of it. It's not something that's in your face. It's something that you can still kind of blend in traffic with, which keeps that understated appeal quite nice as well. So it is an overall very good package, but obviously you're going to need some bucks to purchase something like that, because you are going to be looking at about 1.5 to 1.6 million rand for a car of that sort.
And I'm going to ask you why then I should spend that amount of money on this car as opposed to the Mercedes AMG, for example, that you referenced. But before we get there, the cabin of the vehicle is noticeably tighter.
Yes. Yes, very much so. It's actually quite when you jump into the vehicle, you actually forget that you're in an SUV. And that translates even into the driving experience as well. So sitting inside the car, things are closer to you. It's a much more snug design, or let me say an intimate design. One thing that is quite nice, though, is that ergonomically it makes a lot of sense. So I'm 5'7" height-wise. I wish I was taller, but unfortunately I got the short end of the stick, no puns intended. But the result of that is that it does make it easier for you to navigate within the vehicle. For someone who is maybe of a bit of a larger proportions, might feel a little bit cramped in the car. But overall, though, it is quite an intimate cabin. So you can touch, feel, and, you know, experience the vehicle, you know, at arm's length, literally.
So why should I spend 1.7 million rand in this car?
Well, I always put these things down to personal preference. You know, all these cars in this segment, at that money that they're asking for, they're all very good vehicles. They offer amazing performance. What I see when it comes to the Macan Turbo is somebody who doesn't want to stand out as much as someone who is maybe driving the AMG competitor or even the BMW M competitor, which are a bit louder, a bit more in your face, a bit more, you know, status driven. Whereas despite this being a Porsche, it does have that understated appeal. The brand obviously has got that, and Porsches nowadays, even when you look at the Panameras, it's got the same kind of look and feel when it comes to being understated. So I'd say it's more of a business suit kind of individual who would be potentially buying something like this, because within that price range, you're looking at probably about 100,000 Rand difference between the vehicles, and at 1.6 million Rand, it does become negligible. As a result, I'd say it's definitely a personal preference perspective. Performance-wise, I would go dynamically with the Porsche, but a part of me does like some of the brashness that you get in the AMG and the BMW M, so it's a really tough decision to make at the end of the day.
No doubt. A beautifully written review. You'll find that on themotorist.co.za. Francisco Nwamba, the editor of The Motorist, driving around in a Porsche Macan Turbo.